Ontario Party leader Derek Sloan was at the Blue Moon Junction Cottage Bar and Grill on Wednesday afternoon. Sloan's stop at the Severn Township business, south of Washougo, gave him an opportunity to address more than 70 supporters and hear their concerns ahead of the Ontario election on June 2. Sloan was proud to announce the Ontario Party is close to having a full slate of candidates in the province and feels confident the party could form a majority government following the election. "We are fighting hard on the values and principles that many Canadians are concerned about," he said. "We are fighting against the digital ID that is being proposed by this government and advertised by the World Economic Forum and other governments around the world." Sloan was met with cheers when he announced he wanted to ban foreign real estate companies from purchasing in Ontario. He also spoke about medical autonomy, medical freedoms, and privacy. "We don't believe you should have to share with the waitress at the local restaurant what medical procedures you've undergone," he said. "We think most Ontarians believe in these principles as well." Certain teachings for youth are also at the top of Sloan's list of issues he would like to address. "We are going to stop that," he said. "There are other critical race theories and other bizarre theories that are being taught to our kids at young ages, and we are going to make sure that we nip that in the bud. Fighting for faith, families and parents is what the Ontario Party is all about," Sloan says. "We want to make sure that people are free in this country," he said. Earlier in the day, Sloan said he was banned from Twitter after posting a tweet that criticized Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam. "Twitter is interfering with our democracy right here in Canada," he said. "We are fighting against censorship at all levels, and that's why we need people on the ground level, like yourself, to tell 10 of your friends and tell them to tell 10 of their friends. I believe our message here can win. We just need to spread the word." Simcoe North Ontario Party candidate Aaron MacDonald says it was overwhelming to see so many people in attendance. "It's nice to see people are getting our message, especially with some of the blocks we may have when it comes to mainstream media and Derek getting banned from Twitter," he said. Albert Koslag is an Ontario Party supporter who made his way from Barrie to attend the event. "I believe in what they stand for and their platform," he said. "I think if he could be our premier, it would be great for the province." He says the party would be a positive alternative to the Progressive Conservatives. "I appreciate their pro-life stance and the fact that they want to get rid of the mandates," he said. "I appreciate Derek's faith as a Christian." Linda Thornton and her partner, Brian Strabling, drove from Port McNicoll to learn about the Ontario Party on Wednesday. "We are very tired of the status quo with the Liberal and Conservative back and forth all of the time," Thornton said. "We want to hear some fresh, new ideas, and we want to get back to the Canada it used to be." Thornton says she has decided she won't vote for the Liberal Party in the upcoming election, but she hasn't ultimately decided who she will vote for. Her only concern with the Ontario Party is it is lesser known.